When he came through the doors, he saw Bill was sitting in the next to the last row, his jacket thrown over the seat next to him. Bill picked up his jacket when he saw Jesse. Anya was there, too, but not in her usual seat. She had moved up closer to the front of the room and was sitting next to a man Jesse had seen Anya talking to at the end of the last meeting. He felt a twinge. Not jealousy, but it felt like a loss to him. He'd had big losses in his life, and he always abided stoically, taking it like he thought a man should take things. That was before he had stopped drinking. He didn't know how to feel about things without drinking. No wonder people fall off the wagon, he thought. Bill noticed Jesse staring over at Anya. This isn't meant as a place for friendship, Jesse. Me and you, that's different. Maybe we'll be friends, or maybe not. Anya, she'll have to find her own way.
Uh-huh.
Sorry again for not calling you back. All I had to do was read the paper to see why you'd want a drink. Rough day?
Gonna get rougher, Jesse said.
I won't ask you about it, but if talking about it will help you with your thirst, I'm good.
Reverend Sam Mayhorn turned up in paradise today, Jesse said, not quite believing he was telling this to Bill.
Oh, man. Between him and the dead man's father, I wouldn't want to trade places with you.
Jesse agreed. He'd been in some unenviable spots before, but not like this one. It was just as bad for his cops. Worse, maybe. His mind drifted, thinking about what he would say to them in the morning.
Jesse, we're starting. It's serenity prayer time, Bill said,
nudging Jesse's leg gently with his knee and snapping him back into the moment. When the meeting was over, Bill offered to buy Jesse a cup of coffee. Jesse thanked him, but decided he wanted to skip it and take a walk.
Good luck, Jesse. Remember, you need me, call.
Around the corner from the church, Jesse heard something, a muffled scream. He took off running. Jesse spotted an open rear car door. The car was bouncing. He heard the muffled scream again. Jesse ran to the open car door. There was a man on top of a woman. Her hands were flailing, her feet kicking.
Get off me! Get off me!
Jesse grabbed the man's hair and yanked back hard. The man let out a yelp like a wounded dog as he was pulled out of the car and off the woman. Jesse slammed the man's face onto the sidewalk, stunning him.
Jesse!
The woman said. When Jesse turned, he saw the woman sitting up in the car was Anya. Her lip was split, her front teeth red with blood. Her jacket was opened and her sweater was torn. The man on the sidewalk was the guy she'd been sitting with at the meeting. She jumped out of the car as Jesse reached for his phone. She clutched his hand in hers.
No cops, Jesse.
Jesse looked at her, down at the man, then back at her.
Are you sure? Please, Jesse, no cops.
Okay. Jesse pulled the man to his feet by an arm bent behind him. It was painful. Jesse meant it to be. Jesse threw him against the car, then turned to Anya.
Walk away. I'll be with you in a minute.
But Jesse,
if you don't want cops, walk away.
When Anya was far enough away, he took the man's wallet and removed his driver's license.
Edward Perry, Jesse said, pushing on the man's bent arm until it was about to break. I'll be sending your license to a friend, Eddie. You think you're a lucky man, but you'd be wrong.
He spun Perry around and shoved the muzzle of his 9mm into his ribs hard.
You know who Vinnie Morris is, Eddie?
Edward Perry's eyes got wide. That was answer enough.
Good. Because that's who I'm mailing your license to with a little note.
I swear, she was coming on to me.
Jesse introduced his right knee to Edward Perry's groin. Perry doubled over, and when he did, Jesse used his knee again. Perry's nose broke with a sickening sound. His face was a mess of blood, mucus, and tears. Jesse let him fall to the ground.
Wrong answer. Get yourself to a hospital, and then always keep an eye in your rearview mirror. You'll never know if the guy driving that car behind you or sitting in the seat next to you in the theater works for Vinny. Understand? Nod your head, Eddie. Edward Perry nodded, and Jesse walked away.
He won't bother you anymore, Jesse said, holding his arm around Anya's shoulders. She was trembling, tears running down her cheeks.
Come on, I'm driving you home. She didn't argue with him.